Five Headwinds Faced by Vasudeva and Devaki by Krishna's Mercy.
Quote, while Vasudeva was carrying his son Krishna in the falling rain, Lord Shesha in the shape of a serpent spread his hood over the head of Vasudeva so that he would not be hampered by the rainfall. Vasudeva came onto the bank of the Yamuna and saw that the water of the Yamuna was roaring with waves and that the whole span was full of foam. Still, in that furious feature, the river gave passage to Vasudeva to cross, just as the great Indian Ocean gave a path to Lord Rama when he was bridging over the Gulf. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 1, Chapter 3.
You are following all of the rules. You have accepted the guidance of your spiritual mentor with heart and soul. You will abide by whatever parameters they establish. It is not that you are following blindly. The decision is made after careful deliberation and due diligence. You understand that the path of Sanatana Dharma is the only way to real and lasting happiness. Otherwise, everything is based on conditions. A person who claims to be happy is actually fooling themselves. This is supported by Prahlada Maharaj in his teachings to the sons of the Daityas. The ceasing of the car alarm outside, sunshine after many days of rain, rising temperatures to finally melt the hard and dangerous ice on the sidewalks and the roads, the place of employment landing that big client after it looked like it was about to shut its doors, the cuts and scrapes on the body finally healing, the lengthy bout of cough and cold subsiding in earnest. Real happiness is in full surrender, Sharanagati, to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this hypothetical case, you are doing everything right, practically no mistakes. There is attention to detail, duty, and obligation from morning until night. It would be reasonable to expect some kind of reciprocation. Perhaps not immediately, but at some point in the future. There will be a meeting with the Almighty. There will be association. There should be alleviation of distresses, as the living beings are only suffering because of placement within the material world.
Mamaivansho jivaloke jivbhutah sanatana manah shashthani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati.
Quote, the living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal, fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 15.7.
We see from the historical example of Vasudeva and Devaki that the final meeting might actually be the time associated with the greatest danger. When everything is going against you, when it appears that all hope is lost, when there is literally no other way to go, Vishnu appears. There is the blessing in the vision, but also a call to action.
1. A prison cell.
How was the blessed arrival supposed to take place? A voice from the sky had given the warning to King Kamsa. That was a long time ago. That voice warned that the eighth child of Devaki would be his doom. Kamsa would be finished by that child. The newly married couple still found themselves in jail. They were placed there by the paranoid Kamsa. Family association did not warrant any leniency. That Devaki was Kamsa's cousin sister did not make her any less of a threat.
2. The prison guards.
If the Supreme Lord were to appear, what could actually be done? There were people guarding the prison. Vasudeva and Devaki could not go anywhere. They had no freedom. That is the entire purpose to jail after all.
3. A hostile kingdom.
How were Devaki and Vasudeva expected to be loving parents while incarcerated? If they should happen to find a way out, everyone would know about it. An effective leader of society has their eyes and ears everywhere.
4. The time of day.
When the anticipated meeting with God takes place, one would expect there to be vibrancy and alertness. It should be at a time when the meeting will be most appreciated. That is when important activities take place within society. The big game is not on in the early hours of the morning. Classroom instruction commences when there is daylight. People tend to travel to the office when there is the direct influence of the sun.
5. The elements of nature.
Should not God be the eternal sunshine? Should not his association take place when everything is just right? All of the horrible things that take place, all of the difficulties to endure, all of the concerns, all of the trials and tribulations, when he arrives, the moment should be just perfect. We see that in the instance of Vishnu's descent, as the avatara named Sri Krishna, there was so much going against the couple. Devaki and Vasudeva had already suffered so much. They were still suffering. They were persecuted simply because of their indirect role in the potential for the destruction of the wicked Kamsa. Krishna appeared within a well-guarded prison cell at the time of midnight, within a kingdom that was hostile towards saintly people, due to the nature of the leader. These headwinds did not make an impact. They were not enough to prevent destiny, which had already been set. Vishnu had promised Bhumi Devi and Lord Brahma that he would appear on earth to relieve the burden caused by the rise in influence of the sinful population. The appearance within that cell was only the beginning. The Janma of Krishna, though at an odd time, has since been celebrated. There is the image which lasts through time of Vasudeva crossing the Yamuna. The pouring rain could not deter him. He would continue onwards towards Gokul Vrindavan, as he was so advised by the newly arrived sun.
In closing,
blessing from Vaikuntha sent, but everything going against, from shackles how to free, when locked in prison to be, the child for travel calling, but rain and dark night falling, Vasudeva still transporting to, headwinds pushing through.